Under the fairness ordinance offered by Councilwoman C. Denise Marcel, discrimination in employment, housing, or public accommodation in Baton Rouge would be cause for a civil suit. The ordinance would grant protections to a litany of groups, including seniors and veterans, but it's the protections from discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation that got nearly all the attention Wednesday. The Bible was referenced a lot, including by Mayor Kip Holden in his support of the ordinance.
And some people just want to base this argument simply on Jesus Christ.
I've got a more secular reason why this fairness ordinance is good.
That reason, said Lamar Advertising President Kevin Riley, recruitment. He was the first in a parade of executives to say the ordinance would help Baton Rouge compete for top talent with cities like Atlanta and Houston that have already passed similar measures. But Gene Mills of the Louisiana Family Forum said it would bring discrimination against some people of faith.
The compulsory effort to dictate that you got to respect and appreciate another person's lifestyle, that you may hold a deeply held religious belief on, is not the policy of a council.
When the hearing concluded with just a few minutes left in the meeting, Councilman John Delgado ran out the clock, effectively scuttling a vote.
We're not going to rush to a vote in this chamber. We're going to have a discussion, a frank discussion, on the council floor where all of my colleagues can put their positions on the out in the public, not just press a button.
That could happen at the next Metro Council meeting, which is on the calendar for August 13th. Should the fairness ordinance fail then, Delgado is gathering signatures on a petition to put the issue on a ballot. Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.